a few words of encouragement, amen, that, you know, we talk about the Lord and what He's done and what we should do and all those things. And as we segue into the new year, we hear a lot of words in the form of resolutions of what we're going to do and what we plan to do, and you know, all of our intentions are really good, amen, but you know, as I say, by the end of January, all those resolutions have gone out the window. You know, for some reason or another, amen, we weren't able to keep them. Amen. And those are man's words. But I want to concentrate on God's words today. Amen. On God's words. He's never made a promise that He's broken. Amen. He's never made a promise that He's broken. Amen. So, if I were to depend on somebody's word, I would depend on my wife's word or my husband's word. Amen? No.
God's word.
I would depend on God's word.
That's right.
I would depend on God's word.
Yes.
Amen? Like I said, even our intentions are good. We have every intention of keeping our word, but because we are human, because we don't have the divine power to do it on our own, we cannot keep our word.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. We can't do
yeah.
it. We cannot do it without the Lord.
That's right.
Without His Spirit in us.
Amen.
Amen. So just the Psalms I want to speak to us today about and encourage us is Psalms 91, 1 and 2. Okay, you were close to it when you read your devotion this morning. I said, it's going to be my scripture. Yeah. You said, yeah. Yeah, it was all around me. And I said, all right. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. He has never made a promise that He's broken. As we go into the new year, there's a lot of possibilities, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of good intentions.
Amen.
Amen. But we can rest assured in God's word that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide in His shadow, then we'll be all right. No matter what comes against us. And I already said, the enemy is going to come in like a flood sometimes.
Right.
At the beginning of the year, we are so buoyant with hope,
yeah.
with new life, that we feel that, oh, we can make it. Ain't nothing going to get in our way.
Man.
6 months from now, you can't even remember what you said. Fear is going to set in sometime.
All right, right.
You're going to say, oh, no. I'm broke. I don't know where my next meal is coming from. I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. But God's word said that if we dwell in His place and keep under His shadow, that He would be our refuge.
Amen.
He would be our fortress. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret.
Yes.
Because God promised that He would be with us always.
Yes.
Even to the end of the world.
Yes.
Now that's a long time.
Amen.
Not till we run out of money.
All right.
Not till we run out of faith even. But if we trust God, and if we believe God, and if we obey God and His Word, then His Spirit and His words are meaningful. Amen? In the song that Mr. Carolyn so beautifully sung, standing on the promises of God's Word, the song that we just sang, when we all get to heaven, the Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you. And when I'm done, I'll come and get you. And there we will be with Him. What a day of rejoicing that would be.
What a day.
What a day.
Hallelujah.
In my little mind, I can just see and visualize being around Jesus, not getting tired, lifting my voice in praise and adoration to His glorious name.
Yes.
The name of Jesus.
Yes.
I love the Lord. And I stand on the promises of His Word.
Yes.
I take God at His Word.
Yes.
A friend of mine once asked, we were talking, and I love the Lord, because even when you, like on my job, there are some salesmen that are Christians. They believe in the Lord. And every once in a while, they'll come by. I had this one friend, and come by and we pray, and he told me, he says, you know, sometimes we don't get things because we don't ask for things.
All right.
We pray in general. You know, we pray that the Lord bless us and bless all this, and that the Lord keep watch over us. But when we want something, we go to the store and we buy what we want. We just don't go in and start on one aisle and end up on the other aisle with a basket full of nothing that we need. We go and we pick stuff that we need. So he said, you know, a lot of times we don't get things because we don't ask for them in specific.
All right.
So this year, it's been said that I want people to get the Holy Ghost. That is my prayer. That's what I want. I want you to want specific things. Pray for them. Ask the Lord. We have not because we ask not. Ask for it. God's Word. He promised that He would give it to us. He knows what we want even before we ask. He's just waiting for us to ask. God's Word, I stand on it. God's Word is not like man's Word. If we believe, trust, and obey the Word of God, 2016 will be all right.
Amen.
And I just want to encourage you today to take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. And if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
Amen.
We used to have a lot of chickens when I was on the farm, and there'd be hawks and birds of prey flying around trying to get the little chicks.
Mm.
When the mother hen would see them, sometimes she wouldn't even see it, she'd just get a premonition that they was there. she would make some kind of noise.
Uh-huh.
And all the chicks come. She spread her wings. They get up underneath it.
Right.
Nothing was sticking out. Not a head peeping to say, what's going on? They said, Mama said, get in here. They got under the wings. Pretty soon, couldn't see nothing to get. What's going on? So if we hide under his wing,
all right, hallelujah.
The devil can't get us. So that's our 911 for this year. That's our emergency. Hide under the shadow of his wings. He is my refuge and my fortress. I like this part. It says, my God, in him will I trust. If we trust, if we believe, if we obey his word, again, I say 2016 will be a wonderful year. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Stand on his word.